April 28. The Bible reveals the way to Christ. Love one another fervently with a pure heart, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22-25, New King James Version. The Blessed Bible gives us a knowledge of the great plan of salvation and shows us how every individual may have eternal life. Who is the author of the book? Jesus Christ. He is the true witness, and he says to his own, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The Bible is to show us the way to Christ, and in Christ eternal life is revealed. Jesus said to the Jews and to those who pressed about him in great multitudes, "Search the Scriptures." The Jews had the Word in the Old Testament, but they had so mingled it with human opinions that its truths were mystified and the will of God to human beings was covered up. The religious teachers of the people are following their example in this age. Though the Jews had the Scriptures which testified of Christ, they were not able to discern Christ in the Scriptures, and although we have the Old and the New Testament, people today wrest the Scriptures to evade their truths. And in their interpretations of the Scriptures, they teach, as did the Pharisees, the maxims and traditions of humanity for the commandments of God. In Christ's day, the religious leaders had so long presented human ideas before the people that the teaching of Christ was in every way opposed to their theories and practice. His Sermon on the Mount virtually contradicted the doctrines of the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees. They had so misrepresented God that he was looked upon as a stern judge, incapable of compassion, mercy, and love. They presented to the people endless maxims and traditions as proceeding from God, when they had no "Thus saith the Lord" for their authority. Though they professed to know and to worship the true and living God, they wholly misrepresented him, and the character of God, as represented by his Son, was as an original subject, a new gift to the world. Christ made every effort so to sweep away the misrepresentations of Satan that the confidence of people in the love of God might be restored. Fundamentals of Christian Education, pages 308 and 309.